Morning, everyone. This is Joseph County Board of County Commissioners. It's Thursday, June 7th, 2018, 9 a.m. in the County Administrative Workshop in the BCC Conference Room. President or Commissioner Morgan and Commissioner DeYoung, Commissioner Hare is out on assignment. We'll start off this morning with item 1A in the Legal Department, report and recommendation regarding dog versus human cases.
Yes, now this is picking up where we left off on Tuesday, talking about dog cases, and it did, that discussion, you know, public discussion, did kind of morph into a larger one. And so what I want to do is provide the board an opportunity to read this. It's hot off the press, and then we can discuss it.
Do we need to do it on behalf of the dog control district, since a district was created?
The statute would not differentiate.
Okay.
So no.
It's not like one of those districts.
Okay.
That's a great, yeah, it's a great question. I know what you mean by that, but in this case, no.
Okay.
Well, I think that answers what we wanted to do.
Okay.
You know, I have no problem with it. Commissioner Morgan?
I'm good with it.
Okay.
It's what we asked for.
Okay.
Should we approve this today, or let's move it to WBS?
I know there's an urgency of some cases going on. I don't know how soon they could be scheduled, but I know there is, if it has to wait for WBS, but otherwise it wouldn't be a close.
I mean, can we?
Well, to kind of split it, would we be able to schedule prior to this being signed? So we could schedule them out for next week. In anticipation of you signing it.
Yes.
We just couldn't actually hold the meetings. I would like it held sooner, but I wouldn't balk at that.
Nor would I.
Okay, so we're going to move it to the WBS next Wednesday.
Okay.
Is that?
I thought our intent was to approve it today. That's what we were going to approve it 2 days
ago. I'm ready to approve it today if we can do that.
Then I'm going to make the motion that we approve the order.
I second it. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Approve the order today.
It will be in the signature file.
Good enough. Great job.
Thank you very much, Commissioner.
We will.
Thank you.
Only because we talked about this a couple days ago.
Yes,
that was
absolutely
our intent to do
yeah,
today.
Yeah, it was just a language thing is the only thing we had in here, and I think that's satisfied here.
But the idea is to get these animals resolved quickly for their sake.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll just get his order number and bring it back for signature.
Thanks. Sorry for the order.
Okay, that's the plan.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Next up is item 2A. And we have Ruth Nelson today.
Yep.
Ruth, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
You can come up and sit down, please. Item 2A is the Fifth Amendment to the Contract for Professional Services with Commend LLC for Inmate Medical Care.
Yep, and this is basically a renewal as well as an increase in service because the jail cap is increasing. They need to increase their staffing as well. And they are going to be adding almost 3 FTEs, 2 full-time positions and a couple of part-time positions. Currently, their hours at the jail are 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and this will increase it till 11 p.m. and add staffing during the day as well to keep up with the flow of increased inmates.
Now, what's our capacity right now?
Right now, we're at 160.
160, okay. That's a good bump.
Yeah.
And if we get to the 185 magic marker,
mm-hmm.
mark,
mm-hmm.
do they need to add more beyond this, or does this carry them through the 185?
This will carry them. And once this is approved, then they'll start their staffing, and they should be up and running by the time we're at 185 as well.
So. Oh, okay. So, yeah, that they just don't have a pool that they say, yeah, bring them on in.
I think they might have some hiring lists, but, yeah, okay. They do have to do some recruiting.
Okay.
Is there any push to go 24/7? Or do they have on call at night, or what do we do?
They're on call, so if an emergency does happen, we can call them up, get their advice on whether an inmate needs to perhaps go to the hospital. But to fund it for 24/7 would be pretty costly at this point.
Okay. So we're just staying, as the need arises, we're just ramping up, staying with
mm-hmm.
what our inmate population is and it's always at max, so. Okay, so if this carries us to 185, do you have any questions, Commissioner Morgan?
I'm just looking over the schedule and staffing real quick. I wouldn't mind hearing at some point what the cost differential would be.
Okay.
For covering, even having the full coverage on the weekends.
Okay.
Versus the reduced coverage on Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see what the cost differential is.
Okay.
If at some point, I know this is a topic that we've had lots of discussions with CIS and various things, and so, I mean, just to see where it is a comparison.
I would think our exposure may go up a tad bit on weekends. Is that what you're kind of alluding to?
And just the schedule that is not as, they have more hours Monday through Friday. They have 12 hours on Saturday and Sunday. But you will find that the weekends are the ones where, okay, that person came in on Friday, something was going on, we didn't get seen till Monday. And that's not going to happen because they have staff on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But just wanting to make sure that we are, and staff is trained, they know. I mean, there's no harm in saying we want to get this person checked.
Mm-hmm.
And so always erring on the side of that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, I mean, if going 24/7, 7 days a week, it's a massive cost thing. What are the different variations of the staffing enhanced Saturday, Sunday, or up to the 24/7? Just so we know
different
what the
options.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't have a problem moving it forward as it is right now. And if at some point we'd say no, we really want that expense to be paid, then we talk to you guys about that.
Well, let's move this forward to the WBS on next Wednesday.
Yeah, I believe consent calendar would suffice since it's a renewal.
Okay, do we need a presentation on that at the WBS? Just strictly, I can do it? Because this is all, it all has to do with the levy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're following the levy, and it might not hurt to have Sheriff come in and just, or yourself,
okay,
come in.
Next
and
Wednesday
just,
is an evening meeting.
It's
okay.
An evening meeting. We start at
5:30.
So I think it would be good PR to have a report because it does follow along with people are always saying, well, what are you doing about with the levy money? Well, this is exactly what we're doing with the levy money, and that it also gives you an opportunity to say now we're at 165.
Mm-hmm.
We were at 120, 3 months ago, 125.
160, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now we're at 160, mm-hmm. And that we're on schedule to do what we said we're going to do with the levy money. So I think that might be an opportunity. So
okay.
If you could pull that off, that'd be great. But that'll be on the consent, but we'll have a short presentation.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. If there's no further questions, coming up next is item 3A, and it's airports. Item 1 is change order number 2 with Copeland Paving, Inc. for 0.35% increase in contract amount for Grant 11, East Side Parallel Taxiway and New Runway Lighting Construction. With us is Larry Graves.
Good morning.
Airport Director.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
Good. Kind of an overview statement. Each time we enter into a AIP project, Airport Improvement Program grant with the FAA, we partner with them. They pay 90% of all the costs. Generally, and then we have a contract with the FAA, then we'll have a contract with the people that are doing the work, and that they follow each other like that. So we have a contract with WH Pacific Engineering, and we have a contract with Copeland, and there are subcontractors, etc. So at the end of the thing, and we're in the closeout phase, the project is complete, the work is done, and we're in the closeout phase, and the FAA requires us to go through the bid item list, which is sheets 3 and 4 of the handout that I gave you today, and go through each line item and detail the underage or the overage.
Okay.
And they call it a balancing. It's an audit, basically, to see where we are at the end of the project. And so, if you'd like to look at that.
No, it's fine.
It's microscopic. I apologize for that. But there are a large number of items here, and you can see that some of them are in the hundreds or the thousands of dollars underrun, and some are thousands overrun. And these are the kinds of things that happen during the course of the project. I mean, you estimate what you're going to have to do, and there's literally 40 different line items here for parts and...
And any one of them could change at the drop of a hat.
That's right, that's right. And some of them change because of weather.
How long ago did we bid this thing? It's been a
This was bid less than 2 years ago.
Less than 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a 2016 grant, fiscal 2016. So in any case, it's pretty fresh. We, ironically, we are getting through our projects and we're closing them out so quickly that the FAA is telling us, don't send us your closeout paperwork right now, because we're still trying to close out grants that are 2014 grants, 2015 grants, and we're trying to close them out.
Who is?
Simon.
Did you tell him that it's almost over?
Welcome to...
So this is just to cover the changes of the overagers.
Yeah, the underages, overages, and it turns out to be $39.97. So we
and
have.
And who covers it?
Well, 90% of it will be covered by the FAA. So our liability will increase by $400 here, which is our 10% match. Okay, so
$3,997.
That's right. At the end of a $1.3 million contract.
Is there any contingency in these projects?
There
does
is.
Does it come out of contingency, or does it?
It does. It does, okay. Actually. And so the FAA, and I'll come back to the commissioners on at least one more occasion for this particular grant. This is Grant 11. This is the second parallel taxiway at Grants Pass Airport. Because WH Pacific is overrunning their contract with us. Slightly, and so that's going to require another contractual change. This is, you know, since it's a contract that we've signed, the commissioners have signed with Copeland, and whatever the slightest amount of change, even if it's $1, it has to be, you know, gone back over again in a public forum and re-signed by the commissioners. So the contingency that the FAA builds into these grants is a 15% contingency, and they will allow the sponsor, that's us, Josephine County, and the contractors who are contracted with the sponsor to overrun a project by up to 15%, and everything has to be negotiated and agreed upon in advance. In other words, if we are going to have an overrun, and as we saw with Copeland's contract here, we detail the overrun and then we give it to the FAA, and the project engineer up in Seattle has to approve.
They approve that.
Yes, and they approve this as a reasonable increase or decrease to the contract. And so decrease to the contract, of course, is a piece of cake. But when we increase the contract with Copeland, we're going to pay them more money, but the FAA is going to give us 90% of that. And they agree to cover that overrun.
And they'll cover that out of their contingency.
That's correct, and they'll cover the WH Pacific overage on their contingency.
They've already got it covered. It's probably not a big deal to them, but it is a step that needs to be taken, and I appreciate that it has to be taken, because if it's over, I don't care if it's over $10, you need to justify that.
That's right. Yeah. So we've gone through the justification process and all the detailed level discussions with our project manager at the FAA, Matt Wilder, and he's told us, you know, proceed and go ahead and get approval at the local level, and then we'll process that, and we will increase the FAA grant amount during the closeout process, and they will give us more money. They'll give us 90% of the overages that we have if we were to have them with Copeland and with WH Pacific, as long as the total amount doesn't exceed 15% of the original grant amount. So it's been, you know, Copeland and WH have done a pretty good job managing this, and we had to stretch the thing out because of fire season and because of weather. It could have been under ideal conditions. It could have been completed and closed out before the end of the year, but with the delays from fire season, where we actually couldn't run some of the equipment because we had a complete lockdown, and then, of course, the winter weather comes in. So that's why we have a little bit of an overrun here.
Okay.
And so I would ask that the commissioners approve this, and since it's only a $4,000 thing, we can go with a liaison signature as long as everybody's in agreement with that.
I'm okay with it. Commissioner Morgan, you have a question?
No. Is it need the liaison signature at $4,000, or is that you?
Well, I'm my understanding, and I could be wrong.
But the total project is big enough, we all have to sign it because the amendments of the
original contract right, it was signed, yeah, right, by the commissioners. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I have no problem.
Great. Looking forward to the consent calendar on the week of business.
That would be awesome.
That would
be great.
Next Wednesday.
Good. In the evening.
It's an evening meeting. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Good. You know, and I've got a previous obligation in Medford on Wednesday night, so consent calendar is perfect. Thank you. Okay. Appreciate that very much.
If it was $40,000 overrun, you'd be on the carpet.
There'd be a presentation.
There would be a presentation. You
understood.
Yes. Okay. Great. Any further questions?
So? No, sir.
Okay.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you, Larry. Item number 5, other business. Are there any other items that should come before the board this time? Oh.
Maybe
excuse
finance.
Me, item number 4. I almost skipped over the most important guy in the building. Whoa. Please accept my apologies, Arthur. Item number 4, finance report and business.
There goes the board's budget, what I tell you.
Uh-huh.
So, good morning. Speaking of budgets, that's the main thing on my agenda for this morning, is just to go over the schedule for the budget hearing. So this June 13th, the evening meeting, will start with the public hearing for the approved budget. So we publish the approved budget in the Daily Courier. It should be in today's paper. And then we have a public hearing for the public to make comment on the approved budget. At that same time, I'll also suggest a few changes to the budget that I've gone over. I think you folks know that one, the 4 changes that I'm recommending, just kind of to clean up the budget, make some corrections to it. Nothing of any major piece other than the sheriff piece. But I'll have those detailed out, and there'll be pages on the back. It'll be in the packet, and there'll be some pages for the public to look at. And then that's the public hearing. We've scheduled the actual adoption of the budget with those changes for the following Wednesday, June 20th, and then we'll have the supplemental budget, the cleanup of the current year, by the following Wednesday on June 27th. So that's the next 3 weekly business sessions in a row. Will have a budget element added to them.
So our deadline is June
30th for the adoption of the budget.
If we're going to do this on the 27th, there's really...
The 20th. On the 20th for the adoption of the 18-19 budget, yeah.
Okay.
So,
I was wondering about the time frame in case anything popped up that we would...
Right. Well, that's why we put 1 week between the public hearing on June 13th and the actual adoption on June 20th. So that there could be, if the board heard anything from the public or had further discussion at that point in time, they could defer the adoption to the 20th, and then potentially the 27th. But yes, the budget has to be adopted by June 30th in order to begin spending on July 1st. In prior years, we have. And even last year, we have had the public hearing and the adoption at the same meeting. The concept being that if you haven't heard any issues from the public at this point in time, you probably won't hear any at the actual public meeting, since the budget was approved, several weeks ago, and the public has had time to.
But
look
they
at
may
it.
Weigh in on the 4. Elements.
Sure, those 4 corrections that we're making.
Yeah.
And that's fine, and that's appropriate, and that's why we scheduled it for June 20th. But like I said, in days gone by, the board has decided to approve and adopt the budget right after the public hearing at the same meeting, having heard no changes that they were needed to be made at that point. So that's always an option, but not a requirement. The other piece I did want to just bring up and make sure we remember that is that we did discuss some of the deferring the SRS allocation of those resources to after the adoption of the budget. So rather than incorporating those into the budget adoption, we were going to have a future discussion on that either later in June or in July about how the board would like to allocate the SRS funding.
On the SRS, that's a little off topic, but mm-hmm. there was a couple of emails that we got from Senator Wyden and Senator Merkley, and they're out there, quote unquote, this is in addition to ONC timber receipts. And then when we actually get, and of course the Courier picks it up, that this is a, you know, the windfall, a $4 million windfall, when actually the check was for $1.90.
Right.
And so where do you follow? Do you call Senator Merkley's office, say, I'm going to quote you, this is your quote to the public, that it is in addition to.
Yeah.
And I would really like to hold you to that. Because both him and Wyden seem to be on agreement that it was in addition to timber receipts. Am I missing something there? Or reading something that isn't there?
No, it seemed like that's what they were saying. But yeah, the check
They're taking credit with the citizens of Southern Oregon that they're writing a check from the federal government to Josephine County for $4 million.
Right.
And then when the timber receipts, which is a whole different...
Right, the shared receipt piece.
Silo of money.
Right.
Comes in, they just deduct them.
And they did.
And they did. And I you know, somebody's got to hold their feet to the fire. I don't mind calling and asking, how did this happen?
Yeah, clarify that, would you please?
Would you please clarify that? I'm quoting
you. We've got the money.
Your guy.
Yeah. $1.8 million.
All it could be is just somebody says, well, no, we've always taken shared receipts out. We haven't gotten shared receipts in a long time. Well, this is the time we'll just take those out now. And maybe they're not aware that we didn't get $4 million like they said so.
Well, that was consistent across the state. I have the sheet, well, the 13 ONC counties. That was consistent that they did subtract the shared receipts from the SRS. So
all 13 counties that should be screaming bloody murder over that email. Or if it's not what it is, you better go back to it, because the folks out here walking the street think via news releases and whatever that we got $4 million in addition to the shared 2.1 shared receipts.
I think it merits.
And so they go, you've got $6 million. When are you going to get rid of our public safety levy?
Yeah.
That's what's bothersome. And if we don't question it, and they don't print a retraction or a correction or something, everybody's still going to think we got $4 million.
I think it merits a question, that's for sure. Contact to the senator's office.
So who does that?
Well, I haven't been doing that. That's
well, maybe we maybe as I'll call and ask them. Stay here. I'm reading this.
Yeah, I think a simple query, just saying this is what I see and this is what we got.
And what happened? Mm-hmm. So if you can get me all those facts and figures, I'd like that. I'll call them. I have no problem.
Okay. I will do that. So I know what to do. All right.
Okay.
Anything
is that okay with you to do something of that sort, Commissioner Morgan?
If you want to call and ask, that's great.
I will. But yeah, I would like to ask. I'd like some clarification.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll do a news story on it. That all is not bright and rosy it looks to be.
Speaking of news stories, you reminded me of one thing I am working on right now, and that's the payoff of the adult jail bond. So we made our last payment the 1st of June. So that bond is now satisfied, paid off for the adult jail facilities, and I'm working on putting together a press release congratulating the citizens of Josephine County for making, paying that off and having a good jail facility.
We ought to have a
deal mortgage burning.
Out in front of the deal where the sheriff lights the paper and puts it in the incinerator and away it goes. My dad made great ceremony out of coming home from the bank when he paid off the $12,500 for 4 acres on Bridge Street. And he burned the mortgage. Yeah. Opened the doors to the fireplace, and here you go, kid. We didn't understand anything. Threw that baby in there, never to have that debt again.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Well, I think it's a big deal. I mean, I think
it is
for the paying off of the adult jail bonds. It's a great thing. So.
Now, what is that? Does that do anything to our ability to borrow or anything of that sort?
We were such a small percentage of our authority. I mean, there's constitutional authority, and we were such a minuscule percentage of that But it does free up that amount. Yeah, it does free up that capacity.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's all I have.
Commissioner Morgan, do you have anything for?
When is the meeting for the SRS decisions?
We have not scheduled a meeting.
Okay.
All that we've done is said we will have a discussion on that.
Okay. That it? Okay. Okay. Now we are going to get to item number 5, other business. Are there any other items that should come before the board? Commissioner Morgan, do you have anything?
Not at this time.
Okay. Is Commissioner Hare on board? That's a no.
I didn't. There he is.
Yep, I'm driving.
Okay. Well, now put. I won't talk about that. Yeah, we're just two other board business. We're in the other business. Is there anything you'd like to bring forward?
I've been on the call for a little while.
What do you think?
He's been on the call for a little while.
Okay. All right.
I don't have anything right
okay.
now.
Okay. Thank you. Let the record show that Commissioner Harry joined us by phone. Item 6A is resolution 2018-030 in the matter of reappointment to the Bikeways and Walkways Committee. Paul Hart, Chair of the Bikeways and Walkways Committee, and Rob Brandis are both in full support of reappointing Cliff Kuhlman, as he has faithfully served for several years and is still active with the board. So Cliff Kuhlman is their choice? Is that?
Yes, a reappointment. I have no objection.
No objection. Cliff, how about you, Commissioner Hare? Cliff Kuhlman for the Bikeways.
Sounds good.
Okay, I concur. So let's just move that forward to the counter on the WBS, and I think we'll be okay. Item B, 6B, matters from commissioners. Commissioner Morgan.
I learned last night that the city council voted down the emergency manager contract. I heard it was a split 3-4 vote, so I'm going to be following up with a couple folks to see what's the next steps, where are we at with that. So they had given the go-ahead to work on the contract, but they voted it down last night. So.
Okay. All righty. Yeah, let's work on that. That is very important. Commissioner Hare?
I think I need some explanation on that. I thought that was fairly done deal, and they had approved it to form already.
I agree, and as soon as I'm done here, I'm heading over to the city to follow up.
I think we were all under that assumption, Commissioner. Okay.
Yeah, but we're not the liaisons to this project, and so we shouldn't have been caught flat-footed on this.
That's true. Now we'll get right on it and get some answers, okay?
My struggle is that we've got an RFP for public health that didn't go well. The emergency, you know, regional project didn't go well. I'm losing confidence in, frankly, Commissioner Morgan's ability to manage these projects. I mean, we hired somebody based on this understanding, and it shouldn't have gotten to a vote at a formal city council meeting and it gone down like this. I don't mean to be critical, but there's a habit, there's a pattern here, and it's not okay. People's positions are, frankly, you know, the programs are in the crosshairs on these things. So I'm really struggling with how this just happens after the fact, and we don't have any warning up front. There's a lack of communication if this is the trajectory between the liaison and the board. I could have reached out to a couple city councilors easily. I didn't know that was necessary. I thought this was a done deal.
Yes, and so we'll be following up to find out what's going on.
Yeah, because I think we all thought it was a done deal, Chairman. I mean, Commissioner.
Well, I'd like to talk about this ASAP.
Okay.
So next agenda, whenever possible.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else, Commissioner Morgan? Nothing for me. Seeing nothing further, we're adjourned at 9:30 a.m.